School bus safety is a critical issue in the DMV. Common sense says pay attention when you see a stopped school bus. Sometimes it takes law enforcement to make that common sense work. Good morning, I'm Bernie Lucas, and with me to discuss school bus safety and several other safety issues, we have the Traffic Division Director of Montgomery County Police Department, Captain Tom Didone. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Bernie.
Let's start with the real basics here. What is the law when it comes to a stopped school bus?
Well, under Maryland law, when a school bus activates its stop arm signal, which is the stop sign with the red flashing lights, drivers need to stop. Always the drivers on the same side of the road as the bus. But if the only thing between the driver and the bus is paint on the ground, then paint doesn't protect. Drivers on both sides of the roadway must stop. Under Maryland law, if there's a raised center median, a barrier for safety, then the vehicles on the other side of the road do not have to stop. But what I tell everybody, Bernie, is if you're not sure, slow down and stop, because we know kids are so unpredictable. Oh, yeah. And we always have to look out for their best interest.
Yeah, it seems so crazy that we even need to have extra laws about this. But, I mean, do you see a lot of violation of that?
Unfortunately, we do. School board does a study every year, a one-day study where the school bus drivers count the number of vehicles that pass them in a single day. And for several years, we've had over 1,000 people pass our school buses in that day. Now, you know, the laws are very firm. It is $570 and 3 points if a police officer sees you pass the school bus. But a couple years ago, they passed a law that allowed automated enforcement on school buses, and that's a $125 fine, the highest automated enforcement fine we have in the state. So it is very serious. But the point is, we have thousands of people passing these school buses.
Yeah. Now, that automated enforcement, that's cameras, right?
Right, the dreaded cameras, but people seem to not mind these as much. The goal of this program is to protect our youth. This year, we entered into a new contract with a new vendor who has a different business model. They're very supportive of the entire protection approach. So in our new contract, we're going to be outfitting every school bus in Montgomery County with cameras both outside for enforcement of people who pass the school buses illegally and inside to promote safety, working hand-in-hand with the school board. The police will deal with the cameras on the outside. Schools will deal with the cameras on the inside. And the goal is to, within the next 3 years, it'll take us 3 years to get all the buses outfitted. We want drivers to obey this rule and not pass these school buses, so that our kids are always safe. So these cameras will be safeguard for our school buses.
Yeah. About how many are equipped with it now?
Well, in the past few years, we had only 25 cameras.
Wow.
But right now, we're already over 100 cameras, and we hope to have over 500 cameras done by the end of 2018. And this vendor is really committed to this program, and he's installing as many cameras as they can on the school buses as fast as they can. So we're seeing progress. And it's important to get this message out, because the goal isn't to issue tickets. It's voluntary compliance. And we want the drivers to not pass these school buses. And having the cameras and knowing about the cameras, it should help them deter them from doing this.
Yeah. It seems like it would be common sense, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, but sometimes people just don't stop. Who are those people, and why do you think this happens?
Well, it's a good question. We've done some research on this, and what we've identified, there are a lot of people that are just not informed. I think the majority of them are that. They don't understand the law that paint doesn't protect,
right.
And they drive past the school bus on the other side of the road. There are drivers that are distracted. They just don't see the school bus. And how you can't see a huge yellow school bus with a flashing light, I don't know. But the reality is, with distracted driving, which is the number one cause for crashes, is probably a very high cause of why people pass these school buses, because they don't see it. Their focus is limited between their windshield, and they just don't look to the left or the right.
Yeah.
Then the persons that are most concerning to us are the selfish drivers, that they put their own personal needs ahead of the safety of our kids. And there are several times when they occur. They stop for the bus the first time it stops, but they're behind that school bus. And everybody hates that time mm-hmm. when you're behind that school bus and you know it's going to stop five or six more times, and then they pass the school bus on the second or third time. Or they don't even care. They're late for a meeting. They're going to drive past the school bus, mm-hmm. and that's completely unacceptable.
Mm. I used to live out in Frederick County on some rural roads, and I understand that frustration, but there's no way I was going to be passing. And I don't recall if a lot of other people did or not, but that's, you know, it's an obvious safety issue.
Right. And unfortunately, we've already issued about $18,000 worth of citations since we started with this new vendor and the new program. And as I said, our goal isn't to issue citations, it's voluntary compliance, because you never know when that 1 second is going to cause a serious injury or a death of a child. Mm-hmm. And no amount of money in the world can prevent, you know, that tragedy from occurring, because everybody feels that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're talking with Captain Tom Didone of Montgomery County Police Department. I guess another school bus safety issue would also just be the kids. You know, they can run out in front of you. There's a lot of things like that. Any developments with that, or, you know?
Well, it overlaps right into a big area that we always talk about, is pedestrian safety, mm-hmm. especially this time of the year with the time change.
Right.
It gets darker earlier. You know, kids are so unpredictable. One of the most important things we talk about in this time of the year is visibility. It's critically important that you don't have to dress in high visible, but they make stuff that you can put on your backpacks, that can put on your jackets, flashers, lights, reflectors. Do something to change the fact that you can't be seen at night. Dark doesn't work. We look at the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that pedestrians don't always have right of way. And it's a huge factor. Anytime you're crossing in a mid-block area where you're not at an intersection, Maryland law is quite clear. The pedestrian must yield to the driver. And if you're not wearing dark clothes and you're not looking to make that eye contact with the driver, then there's no guarantee that he or she can see you. So pedestrians can't cross in the mid-block. They can't cross in intersections when there's a signal that tells them don't walk. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, what a lot of people don't realize is the fact that it is illegal for a pedestrian to enter the crosswalk so suddenly that a driver doesn't have a chance to yield. Recently, I was talking to a group of citizens down at the Capitol Crescent Trail, and I was asking them, you know, how far does the car have to be back in the intersection before you enter? That roadway that we were on was about 35 miles an hour, and there was a stop bar about 10 feet away. And frequently people said, if that car's behind that white stop line, then they have to stop. And I explained physics to them. It's physically impossible for a car and a person to occupy the same space, and there's no way a car can stop in 15 feet going like 56 feet per second. So yeah, yeah. That 1 or 2 seconds becomes a tragedy. And when a car and a pedestrian try to occupy the same space, the pedestrian loses every time. Even if they're right, we don't ever want people to be dead right. So
right.
It's a huge issue. And, you know, this time of the year, it's really important because it gets colder. And, you know, pedestrians lose the patience. And we have a lot of people that use transit and bus stops. We talked about school buses originally, but right on buses, there's a great connection of people that use transit. And sometimes the buses are located in the middle of the block, and sometimes the buses are located at the corners. But either which way, when you get off the bus, I realize it's cold, it's dark, and maybe rainy. But, you know, you have to cross that road safely, and you have to make the eye contact. Mm-hmm. Drivers need to also look out for pedestrians. When we looked at crashes, the fatals and serious injury crashes, believe it or not, 60 to 70% of those crashes are the fault of the pedestrian. Mm. However, when we flip it around and we have non-serious crashes where people get injured but they're not going to die, it's 60% drivers.
Yeah.
So everybody has a responsibility to look out for each other.
I tell you, it's scary just, you know, where we are right now is on Rockville Pike. And when I go home at night, and these are long blocks in some cases, and there are people standing in that little median. There is a median there. It's about, 2 feet wide at best. And it's hard to see them. And with lights coming the other direction.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's a huge issue, and unfortunately, it's a culture change. People have developed the bad habits. Mm-hmm. We want drivers to always be driving defensively. Unfortunately, too many drivers out here feel the empowerment.
Yeah.
I have right away, and I'm not giving that right away up. And we really have to drive defensively. Pedestrians need to look out for drivers. They have to realize in a conflict you're going to lose, so mm-hmm. eye contact, yield. But drivers, we got to drive a little bit more carefully. Just give a little bit more time. This is the holiday season. It's really important that we get to where we're going and we keep everybody safe.
Yeah, and speaking of holiday season, you have some enforcement initiatives coming up.
Right. Starting tomorrow, our annual holiday task force will be out. We have 20 additional officers, multiple jurisdictions, working collectively to take the drunk drivers off the highways. And normally, the day before Thanksgiving is one of the most dangerous days of the year because all the young kids come back and it's the number one party day or the underage drinking day. But a lot of people over the holidays let their guards down. And we always talk about the importance of having a plan. Don't walk and drive drunk, walk drunk. Obviously, never drink and drive. And if you're going to drink, have someone drive, have an Uber, or plan to stay the night. Mm-hmm. You got to have that plan. And officers will be out there. We're going to try to prevent the tragedy. We lost Officer Noah Liotta.
Right.
Noah's law passed. Mm-hmm. And now anybody who gets arrested for drunk driving and convicted of drunk driving will be required to have an interlock device on their car. And the purpose of that is it's going to prevent people from driving drunk. And if the person that was convicted of killing Noah, who had several DUIs, had an interlock, he wouldn't have been able to drive. And what people don't realize with the interlock, it's going to change your life. And the reason why it's going to change your life is if you normally go out and meet people on Fridays and Saturdays, you're not driving mm-hmm. because that car is not going to let you go. But, you know, it's a good prevention, having a plan. But we're going to have 20 officers out. We're going to be looking to aggressively enforce impaired driving laws, zero tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, we want people to stay off their cell phones, wear their seat belts, and never, never, never drink and drive.
Yeah. We have about a minute to go. Anything else you'd like to add or repeat?
Well, I just want to talk about, you know, overall, we are working. Montgomery County is now a Vision Zero program, which our goal is to reach zero deaths. And we're very committed to looking at all facets, engineering, education, and enforcement. And today's program is a great case for education. We want people to get the message and voluntarily comply. Vision Zero is our goal, is to keep people safe, let people enjoy their holidays. We want to protect life and property, and that's what we love to do here in Montgomery County.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Captain Tom Didone, Traffic Division Director, and a huge safety advocate. Always a pleasure, Montgomery County Police Department.
Thank you, Bernie, for the opportunity, and have a great day.
Thanks.